This is Dugan Fry, counting down to Indy.
Indy 500!
Counting down to Indy, a wonderful Robo on a Happy Days weekend with Carol and Roy Hamilton.
Hear that whistle. This feeling's killing me.
Ah, shucks.
Ah, shucks. I wouldn't stop for a million bucks.
Oh, no.
I love you so. Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go. That's what it's called. Don't let go. Yeah. Roy Hamilton on a Happy Days weekend. And your lively companion is Color Channel. It is 1190. The Vovo Radio with Carol. It's calm down, Ford. It's 1220. 120 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We got to check with Earl shortly.
Fort Wayne Electronics is proud of their sales personnel. They know and love hi-fi. If you've never bought a stereo component system before, then Fort Wayne Electronics is the place to go for the stereo equipment that's right for you at the lowest possible price. Want something smaller than a hi-fi system? How about a portable cassette recorder by Panasonic? Fort Wayne Electronics has dozens of models to choose from, including ones that even have built-in AM/FM stereo radios. Or get an 8-track machine with a built-in radio. All Panasonic radio tape combinations carry a limited 1-year warranty on parts and labor, and they all sound terrific. Are you into CB? Fort Wayne Electronics has 23-channel radios that are incredibly low-priced. CBs that originally sold for $210 are now $79.95. Or $169 radios for only $69.95. Fort Wayne Electronics now has amateur radio equipment at their warehouse store. Visit Fort Wayne Electronics for all of your electronic needs. In Glenbrook or the warehouse store at 3606 East Maumee.
If travel is in your future, be sure to stop by or call the Fort Wayne Travel Service. They can help you with all your travel needs, whether it be business or pleasure. Fort Wayne Travel can help with the tickets, reservations, tours, and cruises. There's no need to worry over travel plans. Fort Wayne Travel can handle it all. Call them today at 424-4116. Fort Wayne Travel has some fabulous tours in the coming months. It's never too early to start making your vacation plans. The annual Rose Bowl Tour with Wobo's own Art Salzburg will be leaving December 27th this year. And Fort Wayne Travel also has a South Pacific Tour arranged for January of 1978. This South Pacific Tour will leave January 19th for 24 days through New Zealand, Australia, Fiji, and Tahiti. Wherever your vacation or business plans call for, Fort Wayne Travel Service can handle all the details. Call them today at 424-4116 or stop by room 206, the Central Building in downtown Fort Wayne.
Ice. Take some home right now.
Glimmering, shimmering, silken, diamond, freezing ice.
Party ice, picnic ice.
Skirting, glittering, bright and biting, frosty, pristine, crystal ice.
Ice cream ice, camping ice, cooling ice, everyday ice.
Dingling, jingling, pure and clear and clinking ice.
It's pure and clean.
Giggling, tingling, frozen, tingle, shining, super cooling ice. Ice, 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 ice.
Crystal clear and cold.
Clear to see. Look into it.
At convenience and dairy stores, supermarkets, service stations, and party shops.
Ice.
On your way home.
Twinkling, shivering, gleaming, pure and shining, cold and clearly clinking.
Two bags are twice as nice.
Ice. Ice.
If you're like most people, you already use packaged ice for special occasions like parties. Why not make every day a special occasion? Take some home now. Reimer's Ice.
Here's the weather report. W-O-W-O.
Ooh, yeah, 1223, 123 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. It's time to check in with Earl Finkel. Hi, Earl.
Hi, this is Earl Finkel at WOWO Weather Station. Driving weather through the Wobo Land driving area tonight is going to be super. Clear skies, light winds, and mild temperatures, with readings during the night only dropping into the 60s. Then for tomorrow, looks like mostly sunny skies, a few clouds in the afternoon. Hot and on the humid side with temperatures reaching that 90-degree mark. Winds will be south to southeast and light. Drive carefully now as you move through Wobo Land. The weather is ideal. We'll be keeping you up to date right on through. This is Earl Finkel.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, so we got the Indy weather information for you. Linda Loesch will be by with the traffic reports on Wobo Radio. Justice and Roger, baby.
Sing it.
19th, Fort Wayne's favorite station.
Yes, I am.
It's WOWO.
I saw that.
It's the Tri-State's Years Ahead Station. Radio 1190 for the brightest, sharpest sound around.
We got to check on Dugan Fry at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KC1000, the extension of the famous Z1 legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine, the KC1000 is built to be the best there is, the essence of motion, a machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away on the King and save nearly $200 because your WOWO and Kawasaki dealers will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $2,499. That's right, $2,499 plus free dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Cycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating WOWO and Kawasaki dealers. Charge Kawasaki in Angola, Indiana. Dore's Kawasaki in Wabash, Indiana. Ellerding Kawasaki in Decatur, Indiana. Hayden's Kawasaki in Kendallville, Indiana. And Kawasaki of Salina in Salina. Whatever sport you're into, you ought to be in the Mr. Wiggs Sporting Goods Department. Golf, tennis, fishing, hunting, softball, basketball, biking, hiking, or camping. You'll always find the best equipment at Mr. Wiggs. You'll always be a winner when you shop at Mr. Wiggs Sporting Goods Department because your satisfaction is always guaranteed on anything you buy, or you'll get a free replacement or your money back. Be a sport at Mr. Wiggs with brand name items for a whole lot less.
We're more than the price is right. We're more than the price is right. That's Mr. Wiggs.
Here's a great idea from the breakfast experts that'll save mom and dad money at your nearby Western Pancake House. We help keep your whole family full without keeping your wallet empty. We've got a new list of special meals from breakfast to dinner, all offered at substantial savings in smaller portions for children under 10. Then, to top it all off, we've printed the entire mini menu on our cook's hats, and each child gets one free. You'll love the food and the prices, and the kids will love the free hats. Stop by soon and try out the money-saving children's mini menu and let the kids try out a free cook's hat at your nearby Western Pancake House.
Visit your nearest Western Pancake House in Fort Wayne and Warsaw and the Western Omelette House in Plymouth.
Now, Countdown to Indy with WOWO's Dugan Fry.
Tom Bigelow has qualified for his fourth Indy 500, but getting to Indy in the first place was a long haul for the 37-year-old driver. Tom passed his rookie test back in 1970, but one problem or another kept him from actually running in the first race until 1974. Bear in mind that Tom has been racing since 1957, so this is another indication of what it usually takes to get here. He's another of the very personable drivers at Indy. In this interview, after his qualification this year, indicated how changing conditions and problems that creep up can sometimes make it very difficult to make the show.
Well, Tom, first of all, congratulations on that run. It was a little long coming for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We've had a little bit of trouble here, but we finally got her done. It's not as fast as we wanted. We had run 190 this morning, but the conditions were ideal right then. When we went out, it's getting hotter, the track's getting a little slipperier, and we just have to take it now.
Well, no, Tom, everyone thought that when the little bit of a thunderstorm we had came, it might clean things up a bit, but I think the practice and the early runs just dirtied it back up.
Yes, it was really good about the first 15, 20 minutes of practice. That's when we run our 190, but it didn't take very long, and it seems like the rubber just got laid right back down, and now it's getting slippery again.
Which now the big thing is just getting competitive for the race, right?
Well, that's true. I hope our speeds hold up there, and if the weather stays like it is, well, I'm pretty sure they will. And We'll just get our Thermo King all back in shape now and be ready to go.
Tom Bigelow's speed did hold up, and he'll start his fourth ride from the inside of row 8 at an average speed of 186.471. This is Dugan Fry counting down to Indy.
Indy 500.
I'd like to thank the guys.
Who is the man? Put the bomb, put the bomb, bomb, bomb. Who is Barry Man? Happy Days Weekend. Carol Ford.
Oh, get that time check, 12:34. It's 1:34 Eastern Daylight Savings Time on the Countdown to Indy Show.
You're tuned to Fort Wayne's favorite station. It's WOWO.
Oh, yeah.
With the greatest music all day, all night.
Right.
On 1190.
Super.
Hear your favorite bands and singers. For you will play them all. Let's have a ball, you all.
Oh, we got Happy Days music and a Happy Days weekend at WOWO Radio, and not to mention Earl Finkel weather. Keep you up to date on the way to Indy. Traffic reports coming up with Linda Lowe shortly, and of course, Dugan Fry at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Morning, darling.
It's the Tri-State's Years Ahead Station, Radio 1190, for the brightest, sharpest sound around.
Wake up, listen to the Everly Brothers. Dream. It's a Happy Days weekend on WOWO Radio, the Countdown to Indy Show with Carol Ford. Oh, we got the WOWO time and temperature tower info. Partly cloudy skies in Fort Wayne and 70 degrees. By the way, if you're on your way to Indy, expect partly cloudy skies and 74 degrees in Indianapolis. We'll have Linda Loesch is up with a traffic report in just a couple of minutes.
Petro Olds Cadillac on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw, Indiana, now has a large selection of Oldsmobiles, Fiats, and GMC trucks in stock for your inspection. Bruce Petro has the economical Oldsmobile F85, which is sure to get the most mileage for your gasoline dollar. And, of course, the sporty Fiats have always been known for their super gas mileage. Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC sells fine cars. And, of course, Bruce Petro has a full service department and body shop to handle your needs. Petros are also the GMC truck people in the area. They understand your trucking needs and problems and will be happy to help you in any way they can. The mechanics at Petro's have the experience and know-how to fix your car promptly and efficiently. Shop Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC for your transportation needs. They're sure to have the car or truck for you. That's Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw. They run a very simple business.
Norm Sports Shop, 1 mile west of Larwell on U.S. 30, has one of Indiana's largest selections of guns and shooting accessories. Norm's also has muzzle-loading guns and complete gun kits for all you avid sportsmen. Norm's reloading department can sure be a big help, too. Norm Sports Shop carries compound bows by Browning and Indian, and they have a complete line of accessories to go with them. The new Super S broadhead for deer is now in stock at Norm's. If fishing is more of your sport, Norm's has a full line of fishing equipment and gear, and also has safe and sturdy aluminum fishing boats by Sea-Nymph. You'll find just about anything you need for hunting and fishing at Norm's, and they'll be glad to give you the tips and advice that can help you to get the game you're after. Norm's has quality cowboy boots by Acme and Dan Post, as well as authentic Western wear by Pendleton. Be sure to visit Norm's Sports Shop on U.S. Highway 30 at Larwell, between Columbia City and Warsaw.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KZ1000, the extension of the famous Z1 Legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine. The KZ1000 is built to be the best there is, the essence of motion, a machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away the King and save nearly $200 because your WOWO Land Kawasaki dealer will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $2,499. That's right, $2,499 plus free. Dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Motorcycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating WOWO Land Kawasaki dealers. Remitz Kawasaki in Versailles, Ohio. Terry's Kawasaki in Ossian, Indiana. Lily's Kawasaki in Defiance, Ohio. Andrew's Kawasaki in Marion, Indiana. And Ellerding Kawasaki in Fort Wayne.
on your way to Indy? We've got the traffic reports. Linda Loesch, how are you this morning, darling?
I'm great.
Good. What's happening in the front?
Well, I'm afraid already, so early, a fatal accident on I-465 occurred within the last hour, and because of that, part of I-465 is closed east of I-65. There aren't too many details as of this time. I talked with State Patrolman Sergeant Green, and he had no details on the accident, but he does report how traffic is shaping up around the track.
Pretty good.
At this time, Interstate I-69, I-70, and I-74 are clear. We are working a fatal accident on I-465. Have I-465 closed just east of 65. All other main arteries are jammed with traffic. Traffic is at a stop at this time.
Okay, that's how it's shaped up so far. Everything's slow.
Okay, thanks a lot, Linda. We'll check with you a little bit later.
There's always something happening on WOWO.
Indeed, there is. This time it's a Happy Days weekend with Carol Ford and Mary Wells. You beat me to the punch. Wow.
That day, I'll beat you to the punch.
Mary Wells, if you see. Timeout, Ohio. She wouldn't have gave on that one. It's a Happy Days weekend with Howlin' Carol. And Earl says, watch out for a chance of morning and evening thunder showers Sunday. That's today. High 87, low this evening 58. Partly sunny Monday with a high of 80 degrees. We have partly cloudy skies in Fort Wayne. 70 degrees at 1244. 144 in Ohio and Michigan. That's it. Channel of the Champions. Whoa, whoa, radio on a Happy Days weekend. I didn't want to leave the Skyliner since I don't have you. It's 1247, 147 Eastern Daylight Savings Time on a Happy Days weekend at WOWO.
W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O-W-O Scoreboard! The latest sports review from 1190 direct to you.
Thank you. Got scores galore for you. Let's check American League action first. Baltimore stopped the Minnesota Twins 3-1. Chicago White Sox, well, they tripped up the New York Yankees here 9-4. Toronto Blue Jays 6, California Angels 4. Seattle stopped Detroit Tigers again 3-1. Tigers, whenever you're ready. Yeah, exhibition's over a long time ago. Okay, good. Boston 12, Boston 17. Kansas City 12. They played ball last night, didn't they? Cleveland Indians finally lost. Yeah, win streak came to a grinding halt when Oakland turned around 5-1 and down the tribe. Milwaukee 3, Texas 1. Over in National League action, both Chicago teams won tonight. You notice that? Cubs down the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-3. Atlanta 2, San Francisco 1. Cincinnati Reds came up on top of the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-3. Took 10 innings, but Philadelphia got this. It was 4-2. They down the New York Mets. St. Louis 7, Montreal Expos 5. So there you go. We'll check in with Dugan Fry in a bit. Switchboard needs volunteers to work with their hotline and runaway service. A volunteer training session is being held Saturday, June 18th. If you'd like some more information before you go down there, though, dial up 456-4561, 456-4561.
The transmission in your car needs repairs, but you need your car back in a hurry. Listen while people tell you about the service at AAMCO Transmissions.
I needed transmission repairs, but you know how long AAMCO took to do the job? One day. Just one day. Can you believe that?
If you bring your car to AAMCO Transmissions in the morning, we usually have it back to you that same evening.
I thought 2, maybe 3 days, which was rough because I'm a salesman. I need the car. But those AAMCO guys really know what they're doing. One day, car's ready. I appreciate it.
If your car needs transmission service, and you need your car, you need AAMCO Transmissions. We service most cars in one day.
You can't get much better.
People like the way we do things. We do things right. AAMCO. AAMCO.
See D. Hoffman, your transmission specialist in Fort Wayne at 2127 South Calhoun and at 3841 Northrop.
Cool off from the hot summer weather and have fun in the sun with an AMF Alcort sales boat from Elmer's Marina on Crooked Lake. Elmer's Marina has a wide selection of AMF Alcort boats, including the Sunfish, the ideal first sailboat for all ages. You'll learn to sail quickly in a Sunfish. Its simple handling and easy upkeep make it a perfect family boat. And for you lightweights, nothing beats the AMF Alcort Alcort Minifish. The Minifish is easy to sail, compact, and easy to launch. AMF Alcort also makes a sailboat with a racer in mind, the Force 5. The Force 5 is an ideal boat to learn sailing control. It handles with great stability and power. And one of the nicest features about this great racer is that it can be carried on top of your car, launched easily, and stored almost anywhere. And for easy hauling, Elmer's Marina carries the famous Easy Loader trailers. So for a great selection of AMF Alcort sails, boats, and trailers, visit Elmer's Marina on Cricket Lake in Angola, Indiana.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KZ1000, the extension of the famous Z1 legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine. The KZ1000 is built to be the best there is. The essence of motion. A machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away on the King and save nearly $200 because your Wowoland Kawasaki dealers will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $2,499. That's right, $2,499 plus freight, dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Cycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating Wowoland Kawasaki dealers. Charge Kawasaki in Angola, Indiana. Dore's Kawasaki in Wabash, Indiana. Ellerding Kawasaki in Decatur, Indiana. Hayden's Kawasaki in Kendallville, Indiana. And Kawasaki of Salina in Salina.
Now, Countdown to Indy. With Wowo's Dugan Frye.
Janet Guthrie certainly made believers out of many persons during her qualification run at Indy on the last day of time trials. Not only did she qualify at the fastest average speed of the second weekend, she actually improved the speed on each lap, something that doesn't happen all that often. When the run had been completed and the formalities concluded along pit wall, Janet was taken to the press room to meet reporters, where she handled the questions with ease and confidence. Included in the questions was one which I guess was inevitable. Did she regard the qualification as a victory for women's lift?
Well, I'll tell you, over the course of the last year, I've had to give some thought to the symbolism with which many people invest my participation in this sport. I think it's important to credit the Women's Movement Feminists, which are political movements for women, with creating the climate in which this ride was possible for me. And if the fact that I'm now in the 500 makes more people recognize what I regard as self-evident, that there is no difference as far as being a race driver is concerned between men and women, then I think that's a good thing.
Her average speed was 188.403, which after the bumping process means she'll start from the middle of row 9. You can bet the qualification meant the culmination of many long, hard hours of preparation and effort by Janet and the entire Rollevelstedt team. This is Dugan Frye, counting down to Indy.
Indy 500.
That was something. It's 12:54, 1:54 in Ohio and Michigan with Carol Ford. It's the Countdown to Indy show on a happy day's weekend. And the Channel of Champions has real neat nostalgia jukebox. It's stuffed full of happy days tunes, and we're going to give it away next Friday. All you have to do is mail a card to Jukebox, Fort Wayne. But all entries must come individually in the mail, you see, and they should be received in time for our drawing Friday morning. And they'll tell you more about it. Here they are again.
Radio. To listen to when we were in high school.
Yeah, I remember. Get your hands
up. You big guy.
Listen, Betty Lou, Wowo's got all of those songs from the Happy Days.
Really?
Yeah, they got them all put together for our Happy Days weekend.
Goodness. Just like it used to be, Freddie.
Sure,
we could go
Betty Lou. But best of all, Wowo's got a genuine nostalgia jukebox. Jammed full of Happy Days music to play in.
Oh, wow,
they're giving it away, Dan. And we're going to win it, Betty Lou.
Oh, Freddie, you're my hero. That would be just wonderful.
Do like Betty Lou and Freddie. Send a card to Jukebox, Wowo, Fort Wayne. We'll draw the winner next Friday from all cards received. And listen all weekend to Wowo's Happy Days weekend.
Freddie, can I see your tattoo just one more time?
Come on, Betty Lou, take a hike.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many expenses, she didn't know what to do. Too much of her hard-earned money was going up the chimney and through the cracks as wasted energy. So she applied for a HUD-insured home improvement loan, then insulated her house and caulked the cracks. Now she can hold down fuel bills, pay back the loan, save some money, and live comfortably ever after. You can, too. Write HUD, Energy Saver, Washington, D.C., 20410.
Radio 1190.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And a happy day's weekend with Carol. We're having a ball.
The sound of Fort Wayne.
Ernie Cato and sings a song about his wife's mother. He calls her
mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's what
mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
More news, more often, more times a day. Here at First and Factual, the woe away. The news.
The death toll in a fire at a supper club in northern Kentucky continues to mount, with more than 100 reported dead at this hour. Carol McCormick has more on the Holocaust from nearby Cincinnati.
The fire at the Beverly Hills Supper Club in northern Kentucky continues to burn at this hour. Officials say no more injured people are being removed from the back of the building. Dead people are being placed in a chapel behind the supper club until they can be transported to the Fort Thomas Old Fort in Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Phone lines are jammed throughout the area, and officials have asked residents not to call for information on those who were inside the building when the blaze broke out. Red Cross officials and Salvation Army personnel are on the scene now. They're working to notify families of fire victims. The National Guard has also been notified. There are estimates of up to 75 people who have been injured and taken to area hospitals in Cincinnati for treatment. The hospitals in northern Kentucky filled up fast this evening. The latest estimates on the number of dead have now reached 120.
In other news this hour, a report issued by the Environmental Protection Agency says heart disease in the U.S. could be reduced by 15% each year if drinking water quality were improved. In Selma, Alabama, two county jail escapees who reportedly killed a fellow inmate during a jail escape Saturday have been captured. Rosalind Carter leaves Monday on a visit to seven Latin American nations. The First Lady is spending the weekend with the president in Georgia. This is Ed Kane in Washington. The government is hiking the maximum allowable interest rate on VA and FHA home mortgage loans from 8 to 8.5%. In other economic news, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its lowest level in 16 months last week, closing Friday at 898. Financial editor Alan Chartel has more.
It was the lowest point for the Dow since January of last year. The market now has the long holiday weekend to take a breather, but when it opens again on Tuesday, the same things that have been bothering it will still be there. One of those is higher interest rates, and on Friday, several major banks raised their prime rates, the loan interest they charge their best customers, to 6.75% from 6.5%. More banks are expected to follow suit, even though the head of the Federal Office of Management and Budget, Bert Lantz, says the banks don't have to do it, since he says they have plenty of cash to loan. Alan Chartel, Washington.
A report from his home state of Massachusetts says House Speaker Thomas O'Neill is planning to set up a permanent House Committee on Intelligence. Scientists are working on a program that gives promise of reducing the incidence of breast cancer in women. Newsman Jeff Jason has details from New York.
Nobel Prize-winning scientist Peter Medawar says studies show a determining factor in the risk of breast cancer is the age of a woman at the birth of her first child. For example, if she has her first child at 18 years of age, her risk is only one-third as great as a woman who has their first birth at 35 or older. Now several research centers, says Medawar, think it's possible to give a woman an immunological simulation of pregnancy early in life to reduce the cancer risk. This would involve the introduction of a substance into the body that would mimic embryonic cells. Jeff Jason, New York.
Sig Mikkelsen, a former president of CBS News, has confirmed reports that he approved cooperation between CBS News staffers and the Central Intelligence Agency during the 1950s. This is Associated Press Radio News.
Fort Wayne undercover officers completed a three-month investigation with the arrest of two men at the Park West Mall at 3800 U.S. 24 West on Saturday. 25-year-old Mark Mullane of 1004 Lincoln and 23-year-old Ralph Baragina of Ida, Michigan have been charged with delivering 5 ounces of cocaine valued at $25,000 and are held under $25,000 bond apiece. A Monroeville, Indiana man died after a car semi-accident on U.S. 30 between the Green and Minnick Roads on Saturday. New Haven police say 23-year-old Patrick O'Shaughnessy apparently lost control of the car, crossed the center line, and struck an oncoming semi. The pilot of a small aircraft escaped injury when his plane crashed in Hamilton County, Indiana, about a mile and a half southeast of Fishers late Saturday. State police say 42-year-old Russell Ott of Indianapolis was attempting to land the Aero Commander twin-engine plane when the brakes failed. The craft extensively damaged a landscaping business next to the airfield. A car pedestrian accident about 3 miles east of North Manchester, Indiana, on State Road 114, claimed the life of one person on Saturday. State police say Sarah Huddleston of Peru apparently didn't see the car and stepped into the road in front of the vehicle.
WoWo's Ron Gregory. Over 150 youngsters are waiting for a special friend, a big brother or big sister, and you can help. Call big brothers or big sisters at 422-7511.
Land weather, partly cloudy overnight with the lows in the lower 60s, a chance for morning and evening thundershowers on Sunday, the high in the mid to upper 80s, and southerly winds to 15. The low Sunday evening in the upper 50s, and northeasterly winds to 20. Partly sunny on Monday with the high in the upper 70s, or lower 80s, and northeasterly winds to 15. Suzanne Cott, WoWo Transcribe News.
Has come in all shapes and sizes, jerky to top as to bottom.
A great idea from the breakfast experts that'll save mom and dad money at your nearby Western Pancake House. We help keep your whole family full without keeping your wallet empty. We've got a new list of special meals from breakfast to dinner, all offered at substantial savings in smaller portions for children under 10. Then, to top it all off, we've printed the entire mini menu on our cook's hats, and each child gets one free. You'll love the food and the prices, and the kids will love the free hats. Stop by soon and try out the money-saving children's mini menu, and let the kids try out a free cook's hat at your nearby Western Pancake House.
Visit your nearest Western Pancake House in Fort Wayne and Warsaw, and the Western Omelette House in Plymouth.
Down to Indy, brought to you on WoWo by Elmer's Marine on the north shore of Crooked Lake, Angola, Indiana. Sea Ray, AMFL, Cord, and Sampan on hand at Elmer's Marine. Dorm's Sport Shop, 1 mile west of Larwell on U.S. 30 with one of Indiana's largest selections of guns and shooting accessories. D. Hoffman's Amco Transmission with two locations in Fort Wayne. 2127 South Calhoun and 3841 Northrop. Fort Wayne Electronics, it's the right place for quality stereos, communications equipment, and everything electronic. Reimer's Ice Service Incorporated, manufacturers of pure sparkling packaged ice. Reimer's Ice at the sign of three-colored diamonds. Fort Wayne Travel Service, international and domestic reservations, tickets, cruises, and tours. One stop does it all. Mr. Wiggs, you get more than you pay for at Mr. Wiggs, with three convenient locations to serve you in Fort Wayne. And your 24-hour Fort Wayne Western Pancake House, next to the Red Roof Inn on the Goshen Road. Petro Olds Cadillac, GMC, and Fiat in Warsaw, Indiana. They run a very simple business. And by WoWoLand Kawasaki Dealers, featuring the all-new KZ1000. Follow WoWo's countdown to Indy right up until race time at 11 a.m. this morning. You're listening to WoWo's Happy Days Weekend.
Night at Palisades Park.
Pretty little angel eye.
The angels listened in.
Tears on my pillow.
Boys and I
wrote the book of
love. Oh,
this is a
good seat
at the
car. Ooh,
hey.
Too late.
Oh, and short, short.
Shelley Favre and Jenny Angel. It's 110, 210 in Ohio and Michigan in the Eastern Daylight Savings Time Zone. This is the Countdown to Indy Show with Carol on a Happy Days Weekend.
W-O-W-O, the sound of Fort Wayne.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Is that English? Oh, BM follows. 12 minutes after 1, 12 minutes after 2, Eastern Daylight Savings Time with Carol on a Happy Days weekend. It's Countdown to Windy. We'll check in with Earl Finkel, too.
Petro Olds Cadillac on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw, Indiana, now has a large selection of Oldsmobiles, Fiats, and GMC trucks in stock for your inspection. Bruce Petro has the economical Oldsmobile F85, which is sure to get the most mileage for your gasoline dollar. And, of course, the sporty Fiats have always been known for their super gas mileage. Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC sells fine cars, and of course Bruce Petro has a full service department and body shop to handle your needs. Petros are also the GMC truck people in the area. They understand your trucking needs and problems and will be happy to help you in any way they can. The mechanics at Petros have the experience and know-how to fix your car promptly and efficiently. Shop Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC for your transportation needs. They're sure to have the car or truck for you. That's Bruce Petro Olds Cadillac and GMC on Highway 15 north of the 30 bypass in Warsaw. They run a very simple business.
If travel is in your future, be sure to stop by or call the Fort Wayne Travel Service. They can help you with all your travel needs, whether it be business or pleasure. Fort Wayne Travel can help with the tickets, reservations, tours, and cruises. There's no need to worry over travel plans. Fort Wayne Travel can handle it all. Call them today at 424-4116. Fort Wayne Travel has some fabulous tours in the coming months. It's never too early to start making your vacation plans. The annual Rose Bowl Tour with WoWo's own Art Salzburg will be leaving December 27th this year. And Fort Wayne Travel also has a South Pacific Tour arranged for January of 1978. This South Pacific Tour will leave January 19th for 24 days through New Zealand, Australia, Fiji, and Tahiti. Wherever your vacation or business plans call for, Fort Wayne Travel Service can handle all the details. Call them today at 424-4116 or stop by room 206, the Central Building in downtown Fort Wayne.
The Indy 500 Countdown is brought to you by the King of Motorcycles, Kawasaki's all-new KZ1000, the extension of the famous Z1 Legend. Its overhead cam four-stroke engine delivers 83 horsepower at only 80,000 RPMs. The ultimate street machine. The KZ1000 is built to be the best there is, the essence of motion, a machine that moves standing still. And now through June 15th, you can ride away the King and save nearly $200 because your WoWoLand Kawasaki dealer will put you on a new 1977 KZ1000 for only $2,499. That's right, $2,499 plus free. Dealer prep, title, and taxes. Get aboard the King of Motorcycles today and save nearly $200 at one of these participating WoWoLand Kawasaki dealers. Remitz Kawasaki in Versailles, Ohio. Terry's Kawasaki in Ossian, Indiana. Lily's Kawasaki in Defiance, Ohio. Andrew's Kawasaki in Marion, Indiana. And Ellerding Kawasaki in Fort Wayne.
Now, Countdown to Indy with WoWo's Dugan Fry.
Johnny Rutherford and his crew took a gamble during the qualification runs this year, and it did not work. After Tom Sneva had conquered the 200-mile-an-hour barrier and shattered Rutherford's 1- and 4-lap marks, Rutherford waved off a qualification run that was averaging in the mid to high 190s simply because they thought they still had a shot at the pole. A later day run with a backup car didn't do it, and Rutherford had to qualify on the second day. The defending champ was honest in his assessment of what had happened.
Well, it was kind of everybody's. I wasn't against it. I wasn't mad when I came in because Tyler waved it off. We had every intention of going for the pole position. That's no secret, obviously, now. And the decision was kind of everybody's. We decided that if it wasn't what we had thought we could do, then we would change. You know, we'd just say, that's it, we're going to wave it off, go for another. We had another car that we thought would do the job, and it let us down, and that was really the straw that broke the camel's back.
His second-day qualification run placed him in the middle of row 6, far back from the front runners. But don't forget, when Rutherford won that in 1974, he started from the 25th position that year and masterfully worked his way through. That was the first of two championships for him. He obviously hopes to do the same this year. Johnny Rutherford will start his 14th Indy 500 from the middle of row 6 as the defending champ, with an average speed of 197.325. I'm Dugan Fry, counting down to Indy.
Indy 500!
Thank you, and Dugan will put John Cock in the spotlight in a few minutes. Yeah, on the Countdown to Indy show, it's a Happy Days weekend on Color Channel 1190. Whoa, whoa!
No!